Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Eileen Gaffin, your host for Reputation and Influence, and our topic today is the business of pet care. We love our animals, don't we? Our leading lady today is Leslie Florange. Leslie is the founder, and I love this title, Comforter-in-Chief of Tender Loving Care Pet Nursing Hotel. It's based directly in the middle of the United States in Topeka, Kansas, and I'm so excited. Good afternoon and welcome, Leslie.
Eileen, hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. I'm so excited to talk to you about this new business and the future of pet care. And before we get into all that, talk to us about your career journey. What brought you to this point of opening this business?
Well, I have always wanted to have my own business for as long as I can remember, as long as I can remember what business was. I remember shopping with my mother in B. Ottman's and Lord & Taylor in New York, and my mother calling the buyer out because there was something wrong with the garment that she wanted to buy. And the buyer gave her, you know, 10, 20% off, and, you know, my mother would buy the item, and I thought, wow. And these buyers were always women. And I thought, ooh, I want to do that. And Then when I actually did become a buyer at the tender age of 15, I was introduced to the world of business, and I decided I wanted to have my own boutique. And so since 15, I've really wanted to have my own business. And I took a position in – I majored in marketing and decided that that would show me how to run a business by going into marketing in a major corporation, being a product manager, and running a line of products where you have full P&L responsibility. And this way I could learn by working for somebody else how to run a successful business. And
That's a smart way to do it.
Yes. And so I worked for several companies like American Home Products Corporation, Clairol, Lipton, Condé Nast Publications, and most recently for Colgate-Palmolive and their division, the Hill's Pet Nutrition Company here in Topeka, Kansas.
And have you always loved pets? Did that turn out to be a good fit for you?
Well, you know what interests me about coming to work at Hill's was the fact that when I came to Hill's, the business was booming. You know, as you mentioned in the intro, we all love our pets. And I had two dogs at the time. I had two boys, one of which was my sister's dog originally. And then I got a second dog. So I had two boys, and I adored them. And so it seemed like a natural fit because I had been thinking about going into doggy daycare. And then when I saw how the food business was booming, I thought, wow, this is like a first in my career, working for a company whose sales were skyrocketing as opposed to, you know, leveling off or slightly dipping. So it was an exciting opportunity, and Hill's is one of the innovators in the animal nutrition category, and that made it even more attractive for me. And I loved working there. I loved the folks there, and I learned so much about pets and about pet nutrition and really, you know, the future of pet care.
Is that where you started to formulate some of these ideas, like putting it all together? Because you've worked in several different industries in product management and marketing, as you said. And when did it all like come together? Because you spent quite a number of years in these businesses. Did you lose that dream to still have your own business, or did it stay there?
Well, what I tell people is I got the golden handcuffs on me. You know how it is. I had planned to go back and get my MBA, but then I was making such a nice salary, I said, oh, what the heck, and so I didn't go back and get my MBA. And then I did take out a brief moment for a few years when I was working for the Block Drug Company in Jersey City, and I started a business then called the Mahogany Curio Collection, where I was selling African-American collectibles and fine art via home shows. And I was able to do that and work at the same time. And originally, I wanted to be the Black Lillian Vernon. I wanted to sell black items to consumers via direct mail. But it didn't work out that way, and I ended up doing these incredible home shows where I made presentations, and people could buy the items right there and then, you know, with cash, credit cards, checks, what have you. And so, you know, that kind of dabbled my toe in that. I did that for 10 years while I worked at Block Drug. And then the opportunity came to go to Hallmark, and so, you know, I just kind of kept rising in corporate America and making more money, and it was really, really hard to leave.
Yeah.
So then I decided, you know, as time was moving on, that I kept asking the universe, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? And I knew I wanted to start my own business. I hadn't really formulated the idea yet until I started doing these safaris, as I call them, for Hills, where I was going around the world, literally, and talking to pet owners about nutrition, pet care, their pets, their relationships with their pets. And as you can, you know, identify with, since we know about Hallmark, and I worked at Hallmark, you know, relationships are everything. And so the relationships between people and their pets is really a huge driver in what is making the category grow so tremendously. And that's actually when I started coming up with the idea of what was next in my life post-corporate America and getting untangled from those wonderful golden handcuffs.
And this is, I think it's a unique idea. You tell me how it is in the industry, but a pet nursing hotel. So you opened TLC, Tender Loving Care Pet Nursing Hotel. How long ago?
Oh, recently, you know, just in time for the pandemic. Talk about bad timing. I actually incorporated in 2018, and then I had to set about finding a building. And then once I found the building, I had to find an architect and a general contractor to basically redo the building and make it perfect for what I had in mind. And so that took took some time. And we were finally ready to open in April. And then the pandemic became, you know, a big deal, and we could not open until May because the governor here decided that pet care businesses were, quote-unquote, an essential business. But let me tell you what Tender Loving Care is. And
yes,
we're familiar
with boarding, but I really wanted to know what a pet nursing hotel is.
Well, I started out with the idea thinking it would actually be a pet hospice. And as, you know, we keep using this word pivot in this world of pandemic, but truly I did pivot. I thought that there was no one out here taking care of older pets and dying pets, and people needed to go to work. They needed to do, you know, have their life. And so I started out thinking I wanted to do a hospice. And let me be a little clearer about that. In the work that I was doing, talking to consumers around the world, as well as my own coworkers at Hills, what I found is that people actually change their lives for their pets. If they had older pets or sick pets or pets that were suffering in some way, even from an injury, they would put their lives on hold. They wouldn't go on vacation. They wouldn't go to weddings. They wouldn't go to graduations. They didn't go on vacation because their pet needed them. And maybe they had tried once or twice to leave their pet with a neighbor or a friend or a relative, and it didn't work out well. And so they decided, okay, I'm not going on vacation until my pet gets well, or, oh, I'm not going on vacation until my pet dies. And I thought that that was terrible. You know, of course we love our pets, but at the same time, you know, you still need to have your life and you still need to be able to go to work. People were changing their work schedules so that they would come in at 6 o'clock in the morning, some of my coworkers, and then leave at 3 so that they could get home in time to give shots for diabetes or subcutaneous fluids for pets that had kidney disease. And I thought there needs to be someone doing this for these pets who need attention and love. I mean, it's one thing that they needed these special treatments, but then they also needed attention. They're home all alone and they're not feeling great and they need TLC. And so that really was the genesis of the idea of talking to folks and seeing how prevalent this was about people changing their lives.
I'm sure there's tens of thousands of listeners related to this, too. My dog is going to be 17 in April, my little miniature poodle. And for the first time in his life, I'd say in the last year and a half, I mean, he's seriously got all the senior dog symptoms and needs medication and things that he never, the kind of care he never needed before. And because of the pandemic, I'm working from home and I'm with him all the time and I'm able to be here for the 2 times a day medication cycle. And so I completely understand. And my husband and I were talking about that. What would we do if we want to go on vacation? We've been the ones taking care of him. Of course, we have to wait for post-pandemic. But, you know, I'm sure there's so many people can relate to what you're doing. So do you have to have special staff and
take care for
these animals?
So I pivoted to not being a hospice and being a pet nursing hotel. And that was after I got off the phone with a veterinarian one day, and I was trying to find another way to describe the fact that we are not a regular doggy daycare. I didn't feel like calling us a doggy daycare was appropriate. And so, you know, you work with words and you figure out, yep, it's not a nursing home, but it's a hotel. So you can board your pets there, you can do daycare there. And yes, we have special staff. We have folks that are veterinary technicians, or if they're not registered veterinary technicians, these are young people who have some medical training and have the capability of administering vaccine shots, administering subcutaneous fluids, being able to determine whether or not the sores. We have Duke with us for the last week. Duke is an outdoor dog, but he got badly injured. He had sores on him. And so he got the cone of shame and because he was going to lick these things. And he's on medication, and he needs not to lick them. So he's been with us all week because his dad has things he has to do. He can't be there to give Duke his medication, feed him. And he needs a lot of water because the drugs make him thirsty, and thereby he needs to go out like every 90 minutes and go to the bathroom. I mean, who can do that, right?
Right.
Even during the pandemic. So we have cases like that, and we have folks on staff that can administer these medications and understand what a pet needs. And if the pet is healing, we had another pet the other day that had a seizure while they were getting groomed, because we also do grooming. And we needed to know what to do about that in terms of taking their vitals and making sure they're okay, or getting the vet there immediately, or taking the pet immediately to the veterinarian. So you do need to have someone on staff or several people on staff, depending upon how many dogs you have in residence, and cats. We take care of cats who need this special attention that they necessarily would not be getting if their parents weren't home or left them at home alone. And also, we're there 24 hours if we have folks boarding with us. If we have cats and dogs with us who are staying overnight, we stay overnight with them, which is, you know, a big expense from an overhead standpoint, but something that's essential. We have to make sure that these pets don't leave us in the middle of the night, or if they have special needs, that we're there in the middle of the night. So, you know, this is key, that we have the right folks on staff and that we have staff overnight. And that's what's the difference between, you know, Tender Loving Care Pet Nursing Hotel and a regular doggy daycare. And the doggy daycares here in town, they recognize that because we're here for those older dogs, those sick dogs, those anxious dogs, all of these dogs that have these special needs that can't necessarily go to a regular doggy daycare or cat care place.
Well, Leslie, I'm going to just take a quick break right now. We've got a quick sponsor break, and we're going to be right back, and I've got a lot more questions for you, so hold on.
Okay.
Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, Microsoft. Our mission at Microsoft is to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. We believe technology is a powerful force for good and are working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and opportunities created by technology. We believe technology can and should be at Microsoft a force for good, and that meaningful innovation can and will contribute to a brighter world in big and small ways. So thank you for your support, Microsoft, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And now, Eileen, back to your show.
Thank you. So I'm with Leslie Solange, and she is the founder and comforter-in-chief of TLC Pet Nursing Hotel, located in Topeka, Kansas. And we were talking about the needs of pets as they get older. And talk to me about where you see this going and the future of pet care. This has been on your mind for a decade or more. And I think people listening will be interested to know what else you see, since you are a visionary, Leslie.
Eileen, you're sweet.
I am not kidding.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that you just said, and I said it as well, older pets, right? Because that was really my vision. Amazingly, one of the things that I have seen since we started the business is that we have a lot of younger pets stay with us. Why? Because they're anxious. And they can't go, or their parents prefer for them not to go to regular doggy daycare because they're anxious and maybe they don't do well around, you know, group play, which is something that they have at regular doggy daycares. So we get puppies, we get 3-year-olds, we get 4-year-olds. We don't just get older pets. And when you talk about sort of visionary, one of the things that I saw about 5 years ago as I was traveling the world talking to pet owners was this need around calm. Pets get stressed. Well, what about that? Well, we're stressed. This world that we live in is so different now that we are very stressed, right? A lot of the population is on antidepressants because we're depressed, we're anxious. Guess what? It translates to pets as well. They either pick up on our emotions or, you know, it's sort of they come out like that for whatever reason. But we have a lot of anxious pets that come and stay with us. And that is something that is the future. We developed, while I was there, I developed a concept for Hills, which was a calm food that we mixed with urinary. Because cats are just one big fur ball of stress. They're just stressed. And so we came out with, we had already a urinary product called CD, and we came up with CD urinary stress. And that now has been incorporated into many of the diets that Hills and Science Diet and Prescription Diet sell because of this anxiety that we're seeing among pets. And I was really surprised, I don't know why, I just hadn't thought about it, of how many pets come to us that are living this anxiety issue. So that is also sort of the future of pet care is what do we do, how do we take care of these pets that are anxious, have separation anxiety, have storm anxiety, that need to be away from mom and dad while mom and dad go and do XYZ thing. And we do have certain things that we do. We have thunder shirts that we put on the pets. We have some calming spray that we use. And we also have special music that has been tested to show that that calms a pet down. It's called, I think, through the ear. And it's classical music. And we were playing that this week for some of the pets because, you know, they were barking and what have you.
Yeah.
Well, you turn on that music and they just chill. It doesn't happen
That's
right away.
Amazing.
Yep. And then when we are grooming them, we have these hoodies that we put on their ears, around their ears, when we're drying them so that the dryer, the noise of the dryer is not as shocking to them as it would be. So I'm constantly looking for ways of trying to help these pets, you know, calm down, relax, chill. And of course, you know, we hang out in their in their suites and we love on them. And we give massages and we have this, we also offer Reiki for pets. And we also offer PEMF, which is an electromagnetic machine that you put on the pets and it helps calm them. And at the same time, it also helps them if they have mobility issues and things like that. So we're doing all of these things to help the pets who are full of anxiety or have, you know, mobility issues and just need to relax and get the care that they need while their parents are away. And for some, care that they wouldn't necessarily even get at home.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about the growth of your business. I know that even during the pandemic, I've read that the pet care industry has still continued to grow. I also read an article that talked about as more and more people are able to go back to work, as the vaccine is more widely distributed, there's going to be a lot of lonely pets out there that are used to having their owners with them all the time. And so that may be, you may be seeing a lot more pets that you're in.
Well,
your
I hope so. I mean, right now we're sort of hanging on by our thumbnails because people aren't going to the office in this area. And obviously they're not traveling. If they're traveling, they're driving somewhere, and that's typically how we get boarders or our overnight guests check in when their parents are off to, you know, Colorado or Arkansas or something like that, and they're driving. So we are anxiously awaiting sometime late this year when people can travel again because I think there's a lot of pent-up demand to get out of town. And
right.
for people to get back into the office. And you are absolutely right. I was so nervous when I saw all these people adopting pets, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen when we go back to work?
Exactly.
I hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to say people will give their pets up, but it does happen. It's change, and it goes back again to the anxiety that once mom and dad go back to work, the pet is left alone. Oh my God! Now what? You know, will they start? You know, eating the carpet, scratching the floor, scratching the doors because they're confused, they're lonely, and mom and dad are gone, and they should come to us.
Yes, they should. They're not all alone.
Exactly. And,
so, what else? How else has COVID-19 impacted your business? Because as you said, you opened right at the start. And that had to be very hard for you. It's not even a year now since you opened.
Right. It's not a year yet. And that's really, you know, the major issue. I mean, we've had to pivot. And luckily, I had started a grooming business. I found a fabulous groomer. And we have a great grooming room where the tubs and the table go up and down for our elder pets to be able to get on there and really for the sake of the groomer so she's not bending over and having to pick pets up that are really heavy. So our grooming has really helped our business, and that's something that we're going to continue. I'd love to be able to grow that and add another table and tub so that we can do more grooming of pets, whether they're, you know, needing special care or they're just needing to be groomed. And I'm hoping that, you know, after the pandemic that we are potentially able to open another location. That really was the plan, to start this one, use this as our test and learn, and go on and open up another. Because to your point earlier, there really is no one else in the United States that I know that is offering this type of service. I think it's a franchisable idea and one that is really for the betterment of pets. as opposed to just something that's a regular old moneymaker. I'm really concerned about, and thereby my title, Comforter in Chief, about wanting to make sure that our pets are getting the best love, care, and support that they can while mom and dad are away.
Well, it's an amazing mission, and now that you have taken off those golden handcuffs, I'm sure there are other people listening today who may still be working for someone else and maybe are contemplating, what do I do next, or I'm interested in starting my own business. What has the leap, what has the reality been like for you?
The leap has been great. I think the only thing I really miss besides my coworkers is the IT department. I've had to learn how to do all kinds of things that I had no idea how to do. I'd call my millennial niece and she would say, Google it. So I go and I Google it and I figure out how to do it. And every day, you know, I get a little smarter. But in all reality, I think one of the big things is looking at your sales every day, looking at your expenses. All the things that I did in corporate America, you have to do here. And, of course, you know, in the first year, you know, unless you're blessed, you don't necessarily make money. And but you want to really try to keep your expenses as low as possible so that you can sustain yourself. And this is, you know, extremely difficult during this time where people are not working and they're not going into the office. But the workforce that I have, you know, I want to keep. And I think it's mm-hmm. important that we stay open, because I think it's a service that people truly do need. And the other day when one of our customers, as I mentioned, their dog had a seizure during grooming, and mm-hmm. we called mom, you know, we're not going to, you know, we're full transparency. We called mom and she came and she said, I'm so glad you guys are here. That's like music to my ears, you know, because she understood that we weren't going to, you know, gloss over. We were going to, you know, we stopped right away. We have a towel warmer, so we warmed up towels and put them on the dog so to keep her warm, because she was wet. And, mm-hmm. you know, dried her and, you know, just held her in all of these warm towels until mom came. And she was perfectly fine. She got down and she was strutting her stuff. But, you know, they went to the veterinarian today just to check things out. And she's fine and she'll be coming back to groom tomorrow. But, you know, she was thrilled that we called her. She came right over. She saw her pet was fine, and, you know, that's important that they know that we're going to give them the best care. We're not going to go ahead and just groom the dog anyway, which can mm-hmm. be a traumatic experience, mm-hmm. and give them the care that they need. You know, we sat in the lobby, you know, there were three of us there and just loved on her until mom got there. And you'll notice
so
that
caring.
I say mom, right?
Yeah. Yes,
you'll notice that I say mom, because really we you know, I'm a single woman, and my dog is my child, and a lot of folks feel the same way. So I call them mom and dad, and when I call in and I say to my staff, if I'm not there, how are the kids doing today? Because there are kids.
Right. It's a family. It's a relationship. And what you're doing is so important. I think that our listeners may want to reach you after the show. We have a link to your website on the radio show page, but is there any other way that people can contact you or that you want to be contacted?
Sure. So we're on Facebook. It's Tender Loving Care Pet Nursing Hotel on Facebook. We're on Instagram, TLC Pet Nursing Hotel. And our phone number is area code 785-329-6141. And our website is tlcpetnursinghotel.com.
Okay, listeners, you have no excuses for not contacting Leslie. She's given you every which way to contact her. Thank you so much, Leslie. That's our show
You're so
for
welcome.
Today. I want to thank Leslie Florange for being our leading lady today. And a special thanks to all of our listeners, both here in the U.S. and around the world, as we are an international show. We'll be back again for another Women Lead radio show. every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and Fridays at 2 p.m. It's been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. And remember, your reputation is our business.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.